And I'll put on the lecture mode and then get you unmuted, okay? Hello, this is June the 20th, 10 to 10,000, Katie talking, just for the recording. And we were just talking about the summer solstice being today and the next couple of days. And Deborah is now just also filling us in about a ceremony she did yesterday. So here, I'm going to open you up. Here, Deborah, the line's open for you again.
Okay, yeah, thanks. So yesterday I had, it was an evening event that was to seed the programs that have been, that I've created through this program. And it was amazing. It was called The Heart of Radical Self-Nourishment. And it was really, I always love to do ceremony for new moons and solstice. Yeah. So we ended up doing I kind of brought it all together. I gave people a kind of taste of all different kinds of, it took people through a process, but we did ceremony for planting seeds and brought seeds along and yeah, it was just a lovely group and nice. I was very excited because there were people that I didn't know that came. And
how many people came?
There was 9 people that came. So
fantastic.
Yeah, I was happy. I was very happy with it. And 5 people that I didn't know. And was that right? 5? Yeah, 5 people that I'd never met, and someone who had done some of my workshops, sent the word to them, and then some of them brought their friends. So it was great. It was like there was a bunch of new people, and they were very receptive to the work. And it was a very beautiful evening. I was very moved, and so some seeds were planted, and we'll see what unfolds from that. But, it was very good. I can't remember if last week if I had, I ended up creating a group program out of the,
good.
Yeah, I just did it. Basically, I just created 2 options for that program. It just changed a bit of the wording to make it sound like it, it's the program, and then have 2 options to work individually with me or to work in a group, which will be in the fall. So anyway,
well, you're not having anything right away then.
I'm going away for a few weeks. I'm going to France for a couple weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Next week I'm leaving on the 29th. And, so I can't, yeah, I know it's my parents' 50th anniversary. So we're all going over there. And, so I'm going to be gone till the middle of July. So it's like, yeah, I sort of feel like to create events and do sort of smaller workshops over the summer to promote the group program. And I do feel that there's a few people, because what I ended up doing with this with the programs was that I created a launching price, which is different than the price
I
had.
Yeah.
I needed to do it because it just felt like I could really feel that it was just, I didn't think it was going to be accessible for people, that other price. So I just made a kind of launching price that was actually probably my original price that you and I talked about, Katie. So for the individual program and the group program, I made a price. But it feels, I don't feel, I mean, to do the group program over the summer, it's just people, I don't find that people are available for, I think it's not the best time to launch a program like that. Let's more build it up for the fall. And build it up for the fall and do small workshops in the summer to promote it.
Yeah.
And, and then I need to think of some other things. I'm hoping that a few people will do the individual program over the summer. That's kind of what I'm hoping.
Okay.
So that's what I'm kind of, because I have a few people that one of my students, that she's been my on and off since I first started teaching 12 years ago. And she's now a yoga teacher herself. but I think she's interested in the individual program possibly. So I'm going to, Yeah, it might. I'm gonna contact her, like in a few, give her a bit of space. But yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
So,
so I'm hoping that.
is there anything that you need in terms of the group? There's a couple of people who have to go off early, and I'm
Oh yeah.
conscious that we went over time a lot this
Yeah.
last time.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering in what way maybe the group can support you, or ideas in terms of, maybe on the Facebook page, or is there anything that's a question that you have that you could do with help, or just anything else that you would like to share with the group?
I'm not feeling, I kind of feel like yeah, no, I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay. Well, and will you be here for next Wednesday? Like the or the
Yeah, as
meeting
long as I'm
before?
not, called in for other work,
Right.
then
Oh,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, just checking how long. And you're leaving on what date?
On the Friday, the 29th.
Friday the 29th, so it's coming up. Yeah. Wow. So exciting. So, well, congratulations on the meeting yesterday. And
Thank you.
I think there's some, I've heard some great stuff about, your voice, and I know that Evelyn gave you a real plug on her webinar, but
I didn't
inadvertently.
get to hear
She's going to be
it.
going again later today, so you might—I don't know if she's still going to include that part,
So
but
sweet. Thank you, Evelyn.
that would be, that will be interesting. So anyway, just before we go into everybody else, and maybe even response to that, maybe people can go, and if they have response to somebody else, they can. Yeah, they can say it, during their turn too. Let me see. So I just wanted to say is that le next week is our last is the last one that we have our last session together, which we've scheduled. And so I'll be thinking of towards that. I would love to talk with all of you individually before that last session. And or in that week, just to see your whole experience that what you've gone through with this program, what worked and what didn't work, and because I'm going to be offering this again in the fall, I would like to really even increase its ability to get the results, and also maybe restructure it in some ways to give people more time. So yeah, so I'll be doing that. The other thing that I'm going to be launching over the summer, and which is going to be kind of a constant for me, is because I'm doing a lot of programs, but I feel like I want some structure that I can offer people where there'll be more continual relationship going on rather than what happens in a group where you meet for the group and then it goes on. And I've been trying to think of a way to do this that would be structured in a way that it could be quite accessible and for people, and yet at the same time would be would make sense for me, as an entrepreneur and as making my living from this. So what I've come up with is a three-tiered structure, and I'll be sending this all out to you. I'm not doing a sales pitch here. I just want to tell you what I'm up to here, because I think it may influence how I follow up with some of the things around the 10 to 10,000, is that I'm going to be offering weekly clearing sessions on the Wednesday, which are related to the work that I did with the Money Magic Marathon, and would be clearing around money, but also around other issues like creativity and all that. And so that would be happening every Wednesday. I would be Part of it would be the Creativity Cafe recordings would be included, and there would be a Facebook group. And so it would be a way, and I've also thought recently that I would add a theme of the month, a creative theme of the month, where we'd be exploring one art form. So it really would be creative abundance, which would be from the money way, from the art, and well, maybe not just art, but just other things. So, but at the same time, be focused around creativity and money, which are, you know, my two focuses. So anyway, I just wanted to put that out, and it's going to be, the very basic price for that is going to be $20 a month. That's for the membership, to be in the Facebook group and to be part of that group. And I'm hoping to have it as a as an ongoing group and a way that people can keep relating and also get the clearing around the issues that are important to them, you know, like the, and I can do that, you know, once a week, and that's not, that's fun for me. It's not too overwhelming, and it works, and then have the more intensive other programs. And within that, I don't know if there's any way that people will want to, I have a feeling that the group itself has lots of connections that are being made. I don't know if as a group we would want to continue to meet in any way, and that's what I would like to talk with people about. It may be that the time has come just to, you know, that for this group to basically end as it was supposed to do a while ago, but I, you know, I was wanting to, you know, not cut off things. So, anyway, that's that. And then with my Creative Abundance class club, I'll basically have a couple of other levels, which involves individual coaching and get it done days and things like that. So people can be involved at that level. So I just wanted to put that out. And also, you know, that I really want to have feedback and want to make this program even better and, you know, reach the results. And with each of you, I would really, 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 really hope that we find some way that that idea has been seeded to make you that 10,000. And I know with some people it's really happened. And I can see that, in fact, there's some people who have ideas that will seed them maybe 100,000, but other people, you know, or, you know, a kind of a basic structure for their business that is highly, highly profitable. And then other people haven't quite arrived there. So, and there's still some stuff to move and to think about. So, just putting that out there. And, yeah, so whoever wants to go next, if they would just pipe up, I've opened up the lines.
Well, this is Phyllis.
Oh, Phyllis. Hi, Phyllis. Nice to hear you. I mean, I've been
good
seeing
you,
things
yes.
going on, but haven't heard too much. So welcome.
I'm glad to be back. I've been I've had physical therapy on Wednesdays at 10, so I have to I had to move the appointment around.
Right.
So I've been incredibly busy. which I think will pay off, although I don't see money rolling into my account quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel really good about sort of the track that I'm on.
Okay.
I think you guys were all invited to. I did two. Mark Reinert hosted two webinars for me about my course next weekend, Build a Website in a Weekend. And they were really good. And I had wonderful questions from Evelyn and Leandra and learned an interesting thing about webinars. Last week I didn't feel very prepared, but I did it in the middle of the afternoon. And I was really fresh. And I did it again yesterday, having had more time to prepare and making new slides. But I did it at 7 o'clock, and I was so flat.
Mm.
So it was a good lesson. I mean, Mark said it sounded great, and I haven't heard the replay yet, but it was a good lesson.
You felt flat, and you
felt
like
flat.
It was pushing your...
And I think
yeah.
he felt flat. I mean... I think it was a combination of time of day and fatigue and
mm-hmm.
And something about it not being spontaneous, and I have to figure out how to be both prepared and spontaneous at the same time.
Excellent realizations, though, because I totally know what you're talking about, too.
Mm-hmm.
Being somewhat of the same type, is that spontaneity is really important, and yet you want to be prepared. And I have actually noticed there's certain times of the day that I now need not to schedule things because I definitely am more tired then and don't have the energy. So those are. So what would you say that out of that would you do? Would you not do webinars in the evening, or would you kind of just take other measures so that you were fresher?
Well, I think this was. No, I would still do webinars. I think this whole process, I mean, Mark and I met and decided that mm-hmm. we were doing this, and I'm hosting yes. a webinar for him tomorrow and next Tuesday. So we both, he has a, I'll pitch his course. He has a copywriting course starting next
yeah,
week.
No, I helped him with, well, not helped him, but I'm in his mastermind.
Oh, well, good. So, yeah. But by getting together and deciding we were going to do this and cross-promote and host mm-hmm. and set a date, it made it happen, sort of like this group did.
Exactly.
And one of the thing, and what, you know, so going through the process, and I sort of made, you know, it's like I was doing a real webinar, a public webinar for the first time, and
yeah.
I needed to get the webinar pages up and the sales pages, and it's a new course, and I'm doing all of this stuff, and I just, every time I did something, I felt, I discovered, oh, no, I need to do these three things as well, so I was working up to the last minute, so the answer to the question, would I do it different, is, yeah, I would not work up until 6:45. For 7
mm-hmm.
o'clock, but I don't think I will have to. I mean, even a webinar on another topic, I have much more of a system in place now. But the other piece that's come out of this is I think I'm going to put this system I've created into an ebook or something because
fantastic.
I kept looking for a checklist that would cover everything, and I couldn't find it.
For a webinar?
Well, for this, for more than just the webinar, it's the whole, it's sort of a product launch checklist.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the webinar, and it's the website, and, you know, and it's the autoresponder, and it's, I mean, Mark said to me yesterday, well, did you send out a reminder? And I was like, oh, no, I forgot to schedule them. You know, they were written, and I didn't schedule them.
Right, yeah.
So
that's amazing. That will be useful, because I know I've confronted the same thing whenever I, you know, do one of these things is, oh, God, you know, nobody told me about all those steps.
Right. Absolutely. You know, I think, I mean, that's part of the copy to pitch the thing is that all the courses tell you, oh, and then you should do a webinar.
Mm-hmm.
Have a nice life. You know, mm-hmm. just go do it. Not that, oh, you should do a webinar and there's 743 steps that you have to take.
Right.
Do it. So, you know, I'm moving my list from Gmail to MailChimp, you know, and I mean, it just snowballed. So anyway, that's why I'm tired. And I'm speaking live tonight to a nonprofit sponsors a year-long program called the Streetwise MBA. And
the what MBA?
Streetwise? Uh-huh.
Okay.
For local entrepreneurs, brick and mortar business. So I'm speaking
mm-hmm.
Tonight a little bit on social media and managing time and building a website fast, which is
wow. So you should be able to make sales there.
Yes.
For your
yeah.
online thing.
Yeah. That's certainly. I mean, and I'm you know volunteering, and I absolutely can pitch this. So I will do that. And the next piece of the thing for my course is to really create an affiliate program with, and I need to talk to Evelyn about this and for the copywriting portion. And I've been meaning to call you, but I've been so busy working on the webinar and the thing tonight. Anyway, So to really get other people to promote this, so I'll be, you know, I'm working on copy and banners and all of that stuff, and I'll get in touch with everybody to see if I can set up some JV, or if not JV live, JV email or something to promote the course.
Well, it seems like you're really, how would you say it, you're on fire, which is fantastic, because I know things were, when you started this whole thing, and you've actually had to go through what Evelyn in her in her webinar calls the hero's journey to get where you are, because there's been huge numbers of things blocking you and difficulties along the way, hasn't there? Like you have to move out, or is that still?
No, no, I have to move, but I decided, you know, I just couldn't, I can't deal with it until July 2nd after the course.
Right. Okay, great.
You know, that is absolutely impossible. But I think the thing that has shifted for me is that I've been waiting for it to feel right, whatever it is, and that now I have gotten it, whether it, you know, it's this course or this book. Now I've sort of gotten
it. There's some weird stuff happening on the line. I'm not sure why, but I keep getting this kind of funny blowing noise.
Yeah, it sounds,
anyway.
Somebody breathing?
Somebody's
well,
heavy
actually,
breathing back
maybe,
there.
So what I'm going to do then is put it on lecture again and unmute you. Maybe that will make it easier. And okay, Phyllis?
Okay, so I was sort of at the end of this. Oh, so this feels like it, and now I realize that where I am is it's a numbers game. You know, I just need to get the word out to enough people that the percentages end up making, you know, paying off, because I'm really convinced that of the value.
Yeah. And this is on your website, your course.
Well, I think that,
creating a website.
Well,
it's,
I think that course has the potential of being sort of flagship, because I can go to all of these, you know, vertical markets, organizations that I talked to a woman who's an organizer the other night, and she trains organizers, and all the organizers need a website.
Wow.
So to do, you know, sort of promote that way, but I think that the push is that I really want to work on these pieces of online business that the courses, that there's lots of people doing courses, and we know, oh, you need to do this, and it's sort of like, well, go mail this, but very few people really talk about how you get from go mail this to having it in people's mailboxes, and how do you clean your names, and how do you, you know, merge purge, and what do you say to somebody if you want them to use your list, that you want to use their list. So I'm really going to focus on the sort of technical nitty-gritty of online business.
That sounds perfect. And it sounds like you're, one great thing that I think you've got from working with Mark, and probably will work for other things, is you've got a partner that you do it with, and it gets done, and then it's up and running, and you can go forward with it. In the sense that it's a done deal. It's not kind of left.
Right, and it turned out to be a very good partnership. It's
yeah, he's a great person,
Well, and, you know, I met him through TLN, except that we live near, relatively near each other. I mean, we met for lunch.
Yeah.
And the work I think that we're doing is both similar and complementary. So, yeah, it's turned out really well.
Fantastic. So congratulations, Phyllis. I'm really excited about what you're doing, and I'd love to get, you know, we've both been really busy, but I'm hoping to connect.
Yeah, no, I absolutely want to connect with you. And, Evelyn, after your webinar, I'll talk to you, because tomorrow we'll both have more under our belt.
Right. And Evelyn, I was thinking, Evelyn, I'm going to open you up, because Last week, we didn't get a chance to hear from you, and I think you were on the line and then just kind of went off. So I'll open up for you, okay?
Here I am.
Put you on the spot there.
Yeah,
Thing is, you always arrive first.
Well,
you deserve some space.
Today I didn't know what time it was, and so I had to arrive when I arrived. So
yes. Great. So
I
louder,
can barely
a little
hear
bit.
Her.
What's that?
Louder, please, because I'm finding it very faint.
Okay, I'm going to talk as loud as I possibly can. There's noise in my phone line because we had a big lightning storm yesterday.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
And so it's going to be a little exciting for me to deliver my class tonight because the phones at my house are out. I don't have a phone at my house. And my main computer doesn't want to boot up anymore. And so I'm going to have to do some scrambling around to make sure that I get my webinar delivered tonight.
Wow.
But I discovered something very interesting about myself yesterday. During the thunderstorm, I was recording my class. I deliver a class every Tuesday. And I was recording the class, and my computer decided that it was going to die. And so I had to wing the end of the class. And I'm a huge over-preparer. I really, really, really over-prepare. And so I was pretty proud of myself that the notes that I had, that they could just come out of my head instead of having to look at them on the computer. So that was a good thing for me to discover.
Excellent. And so how's it going with your programs, and where do you evaluate you are in terms of really getting your programs off the ground and, really running financially well for you?
Well, I think that everything in the background is in place, and I have a good system, and I have a good cycle set up. And so now what I have to do is kind of what Phyllis was just saying. I have to go out and find people to talk to. And so my thing is always virtual, so I have to go out virtually and find people to talk to. So that's the place I'm at right now. I have everything set up so that it'll all flow together, and I have my systems figured out, and so now I just have to find more people to talk to.
Yeah. And for both of your programs, because you had two programs, how's that going?
Oh, it's going fine. My computer has been so glitchy, but I'm going to get that program put together and done. And you and Phyllis have signed up for it, and so you will be my wonderful, thank you very much, guinea pigs for that. And so I'll launch that program hopefully in 3 days if I can get my computer thing figured out. And so
in 3 days from now, you're starting it?
It's a self-paced thing, and so I just have to get everything put together and the recordings done. And so
okay.
I can do that. So, yep. Technology
Great.
Is blocking me, but I am not personally blocked, and so I'm pretty happy with that situation.
Yeah. And anything that you could do with from the group in terms of feedback or help or anything that is coming up?
No, I think I'm pretty good. Phyllis had said that she wanted to talk with me about doing some kind of joint venturing, and so I would be happy to do that. That's the next thing that I have to do, and so it would be wonderful to talk with her about that.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, we'll talk about this more, is that I think you've got something very special with your hero's journey.
Thank you.
Application to marketing. And I'm almost thinking that you may be able to take that further outside just the case studies.
Okay. That's a very interesting point. I like that a lot because I could probably put together a course about that too.
Yeah, or, well, here's some, and this is just, this is a very fresh idea, so I haven't even thought about it properly. But I was thinking whether it could be a central part, and just toy around with this, how it could maybe be a central part of your whole brand.
Interesting.
Because that was what really struck me coming out of the case study thing, is that I don't think anybody has actually applied that to marketing before, you know, the hero's journey. At least I haven't heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I thought back at it, it is a fabulous method to look at the journey you do with a client. Because, I mean, and so a way to do case studies, but also to frame a lot of things. So anyway, that's an idea. I don't know if it's actually got more scope or not, but just play around with it. Yeah.
Thank you for observing that. I appreciate hearing that. So I'll definitely think about it.
And anyway, whatever it is, it's brilliant for case studies. So.
I think so.
Well, okay. Well, we'll who would like to, is that enough, or is there anything else coming up that you want to voice?
No, I'm good. Unless somebody can magically fix my computer by long distance healing, then I'm good beyond that.
Well, I had somebody, the people I brought in my last course, she does body talk. And what I found is that my computers would get totally frazzled. Well, sometimes I was just feeling tired and frazzled, and then my computers would somehow get frazzled at the same time, or sometimes them getting frazzled would get me frazzled. But anyway, when I did body talk on my business, somehow things would line up for a few days. Better. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting. I don't know what all the relationships are, but I found that that helped me a bit, as well as looking after the technical things. But, yeah. So, and I can, you know, we can talk about that when we talk. Okay, so let me see. Okay, actually, I have to put it off. I've got it on mute because there was all those sounds. And now I'm going to say, I'm taking it off mute altogether. And who would like to go next?
Hi, Katie, it's Sheila. I can go next since I haven't been here for
a
while.
Hi, Sheila. I almost called on you because I know that you have a call after this. So.
Because we've got to skip off. It's really nice to hear everybody and hear how everything's going, having been away for at least 2 weeks, probably more.
Welcome back.
I'm having a little bit of I'm finding it a challenge to get back into the work mode, I have to say. Having 2 whole weeks off with family and having such a fabulous time with everybody. So I feel like I'm trying to get that merry-go-round started. You know, it's like pushing it really hard at the beginning to get it going again. So, as far as my Nail Your Niche VIP day goes, I have to admit I've done nothing since I've come back in the form of marketing it. However, well, that's a little white light. It's going out tomorrow in my e-zine, so I did get that ready yesterday. So my e-zine goes out tomorrow, so it will be promoted there. But apart from that, I'm listening to what people are saying about joint venture partnerships, and I think that's the way for me to go now. And I'm very open to, to talking to Phyllis, to talking to Evelyn about, I think we're all doing very similar things. So that may be a good opportunity for us to get together or individually, obviously, and talk about the possibilities of our helping each other to promote our ventures. I'm happy to do that. I've already spoken to Leandra. We're speaking again about the possibility of us doing something together. So that's exciting. I'm looking forward to speaking to her shortly. And that's really where I am. I mean, it, like I say, it's been very much about holiday for me in the last couple of weeks. But I have got a call tonight. It doesn't have anything to do.
We're losing you right now for some reason.
I have got another call tonight that I'm doing, which has been very well signed up for and registered for, which is the to do with the professional, extended professional training that we're having out here in Spain. I've been marketing and organizing for, and it looks like it's going to be a go because I've already got people signed up and other people just messaging me now and making sure they get in on the early bird and that sort of thing. So that's exciting. So that's good.
Fantastic. What is extended professional training and what? I didn't quite catch that.
It's a three principal training program that's been taught by one of the seasoned teachers. He's actually from the States. He's going to come over to Spain for the first time ever and teach it. And so it's a real first for everybody. I've never marketed anything like this before. I've never organized an event like this before, so live events. So, yeah. So I'm really pleased
Great.
About
so
that.
So it's something that you're getting income from then?
Hopefully in the long run. I mean, it's been a level of love so far. It all depends on the attendance of it. You know, we'll get to a certain point. It'll be covering all of the expenses, such as his flights and the rooms and all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And anything over above that, then, yes, there will be some money to be made out of it, I hope.
Right. Because I know your heart's there.
Sorry,
I mean, we talked a little bit about where your heart is, and it's so much in these principles. So it's really a way of trying to find, you know, how maybe that can also support you. So that's exciting. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And Sheila, have you been, I mean, with some of these things people have been playing around to, have you been playing around, I mean, in terms of making something, you know, a package that works, because we've been trying out things, and sometimes, like, the individual will work, but also the possibility of doing your niche thing as a group program.
Mm-hmm.
Have you looked at that more? Because that might be something where you can partner more also.
Yeah, I think we talked about that before, because I actually do the niche as part of a
You're
program.
Going off, sorry, you're going off the line. We can't
hear
you properly.
No, okay. Can you hear me now better? Okay. Am I here? Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello.
Hello. I can hear you, Sheila.
I can hear you. I can hear you. I guess we're not.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Katie.
Where's Katie?
Oh, it's Katie that's disappeared. That's interesting.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. I'm still here. Okay. So shall we wait for Katie to come back?
Oh, just continue to tell
just
your
keep
story,
going.
Sheila. It's wonderful.
Okay, I'll just talk. Okay, the recording may still be on. Who knows? what was I saying? Oh, yeah, about the group, the idea of doing it as a group. I was just saying that I kind of already have a group program that does a niche, so it wasn't something that I was considering doing. So it's something, but I don't do it on its own. I do it as part of my marketing from the Heart program. So that's a 12-week program where we address niche and message and website and all the, you know, lots of little bits that come into the marketing process. So not sure I wanted to do it. This was, for me, was very, very bespoke. It's all about one person and only one person and really, really honing in on one person. So I didn't really want to water it down. It feels like I'd be diluting it again, you know. Really wanted it to be bespoke. So we'll see. I mean, maybe it's just something that's not for people right now, I don't know. But to be honest, I haven't marketed it enough, that's for sure. So that's my aim. Though the special I put out finishes at the end of June. Though there's no reason why I can't extend it. That's my prerogative, isn't it? If I wanted to extend the special offer into July, I could do that. I may look at doing that. So, I mean, if anybody's interested in JVing with me, I'm very interested. So we can get in touch offline about that, I hope.
Yes, definitely. I will send you a message through the Facebook group, Sheila.
Great. That's Evelyn, isn't it?
I am back.
Yeah.
Got chucked off my own conference call. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So
will you be able to listen to the recording, Katie?
Yes, I can. So anyway, sorry to interrupt if I'm not sure where things are at now.
Well, I think I've just kind of come to an end of my piece. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Carried on without you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go
okay.
too?
So good. So who would like to talk next? Edmonton, either Leandra or Brent, who's who are left. So
hello.
I hear Brent.
Hello.
Yes, Leandra?
Hello.
I'm Leandra?
Here. Yeah. Can
okay.
you hear me?
Do you want to go next?
I would love to.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to have our Wednesday again. This is really awesome. I was looking forward to this today. And I just wanted to say that I'm a little embarrassed because I'm not quite sure what the course is that Evelyn is offering. I hope that's on Facebook, and I'd like to take a look at that, and I'm very interested in listening in if I'm able to. Just from what I've heard Evelyn say, it's been very interesting to me. Phyllis had her session last night, which I'm going to try and listen to the recording of today because, again, that's something I'm very, very interested in. For myself, things have been busier than I think I'm busier right now than I was when the twins were newborns. If that's possible.
It's like, holy crap.
I get up and get going first thing in the morning, and the next thing I know, it's late at night, and I'm still working. And I really am waiting with as much patience as I can muster for the cash flow to begin to follow the effort. It is coming in trickles, and I'm happy for the trickles because I know that simply means that the dam is leaking and will soon burst. So I'm waiting for that. But I actually had an opportunity to chat with a young fellow. I've had two real estate agents that I've had meetings with. The first one was the woman who I thought I would probably be working with, and I think I'll be able to, but she was quite difficult to have a meeting with. I was really surprised. In casual conversation, she's always been fine, but when we began to have a business meeting, it was like somebody hit her with the talking stick, and she just, I never even got to tell her in an hour and a half. I didn't get to tell her what my offering was. She just went off on all kinds of topic tangents, and it felt almost like she was perhaps energetically blocking me. She's since messaged me and said, gee, I never got to hear what you were offering. I think I have an idea of what it was you wanted to talk to me about. When do you want to get together again? And sadly, I haven't had 2 minutes to do that. So I will try again. I know that she's definitely in alignment with the work that I do. But the young man has turned out to be very, very helpful. He's very excited about the idea, and he's given me two buildings to work on, the first one being the cafe that I go and do readings at, which is kind of at the heart of our alternative healing community. And it was funny for me because when I cleared his building, it felt like the restaurants, et cetera, around him were cleared as well, and the energy has begun to shift. And he was talking to me about things that I really need to know, which is the language of real estate. So when he took me to an apartment complex that he owns that he would like to sell last night, I had the experience of feeling some really, really nasty energy. I couldn't get out of that place fast enough. In one of the suites, my lungs actually closed over, and I need to find some time to center myself and discover what that means, because once I stepped out of the suite, I was fine. So that my body, I feel a lot of information that I need to know. And I definitely know that this was a new way for my body to indicate that that's a symbol for something. So I need to figure out what that was. But he then took time in the parking lot to tell me that there would be four different program areas that I can offer to real estate agents, to buyers, sellers, and investors. He wants to guide me through creating a binder of actual presentation pages of, you know, what I will show someone. Because when I did the clearing for him, he's come and had work done from me. He's seen me douse for his properties. And so he knows what it looks like. So when I said I would be doing it remotely, he was fine with that. But when I brought him the data sheets back, they kind of blew him away, because he still hadn't understood the depth that I was going to go into as far as the detail. So I gave him this full spreadsheet. It's one of those great big 8.5 by 14 sheets on a grid, and I created a map of the building and shown on it where there were some problem spots, and I had my charts written on there and all of my findings. Previous, like I did an assessment, then I checked what the vibrations should be at their highest and best, and then did a raising. And there were a lot of recommendations of what they can do to hold that raised energy going forward. So he suggested that I should be, for the next 6 months, working with himself and some other real estate agents in the city where they can actually see what I'm doing, so go through and douse the areas with them and show them on the spot, this is what this is reading at, this is where it should be, so that they get an idea of, because we have that primitive instinct, we know when something's wrong. So for them to then see a number, oh, no kidding, it validates for them the feeling that they're having. So if the property's supposed to be at 10,000 and it's at 1,000, they're going, yeah, okay, so they honor their own physical reaction as well. And I did have him stand there last night in a couple of places and just be very quiet and experience for himself, do you feel what this is like, based on, because I asked to see all the way around the outside of the building first. The back of the building felt pretty nasty. The front of the building, because it's the street lined with elm trees, felt fantastic, because the elms just really have this way of keeping things very clear and fluid. So I thought that was really, really valuable advice. He's working on helping me with quantifiers, because, of course, that's where the rubber will really hit the road. I could do a lot of work for people. Sheila and I were discussing this too. I could do a lot of work for people and not be paid, because there's no tangible proof of my work, right? So to be able to say, this is what you were feeling, this is what you will be feeling going forward. And so I had a very helpful conversation with Sheila at the beginning of the month, and I'm really looking forward to sharing the stuff that I've collected and see where we can go from here, because that's very exciting. And then I've also had a collaboration with Alex and Katrina as well to do with clearing energies and potentially going forward working on some real estate issues in different parts of the country. So it's very exciting to me. And the other thing I was going to say that I wanted to share with everybody was an experience I had. I've shared this with Deborah, and Deborah and I might create a workshop around this. But it came to me very strongly the other day that when we're talking to Source, we always speak so gently and politely and ceremoniously and all this stuff, which is lovely, but sometimes we need to be indignant. And we've been taught that being indignant is almost as bad as being aggressive, so we don't use an indignant voice. But indignance is the feeling you have when you know something is very wrong and needs to be put right. And so you will stand differently. You speak with a deeper, more passionate voice. You use passionate language. You use a passionate tone, which is not aggressive. It is passionate. And people will stop and listen, and so will Source. And so what happened on Saturday was I'm putting together a workshop on allowing, it's called An Offering of Abundance. It's a six-hour workshop, and I have it structured so that I will be able to help fund a young yoga master that I would like to see go to some courses in Thailand and Sedona, that he will then bring that information and learning back to us. So, but he needs money, so I don't have the money to give him. That really, I'm becoming indignant about that. Why don't I have the money to assist someone who I know needs this assistance, and I would really, I really strongly support him. So I structured two workshops for this, and also, indignant-wise, hello, Leandra, you need some support too. So it's kind of like in thinking about wanting to support him, I realized how important it was to take a look at and honor the gift of what I'm standing here holding out to my community. And I think that's important for all of us on this call to think too. We are standing in our space, holding that space and saying, I'm offering this. This is my service to my global community. But I need to feel like I am supported here in this space that I'm holding. So if I'm out printing handbills and posters, it's like, and here goes more of my budget on something that, you know, I'm only simply hoping. I have faith. I'm focusing on this happening. But all of a sudden, I felt the indignant voice flow through me, and the voice was, this is how I will financially support myself so that I can stand here and do your work. Now, it doesn't need to be said aggressively, but it certainly needed to be said with passion. I got my handbills, and as I got out of the car to go to the first place, again, I said, this workshop is how I will support myself as I stand here in your service. Nice and strong, shoulders back, chest out, chin up, nice deep voice. Go into the yoga studio, and the girl there, they'd been a little ambiguous about us coming to present this program there. Took about 10 minutes to explain all the different places that I could also go to put handbills, which was awesome because nobody'd said that before. And, oh, we're so happy you're coming and we'll really promote you. Yay, yay, rah, rah. So then I go down the stairs, down the street to a beauty salon, because people who go to higher-end beauty salons are into self-care. Allowing abundance is definitely self-care. So, wow, we didn't know you're putting this on. We would love to promote you. How many handbills do you have? Leave as many here as you can. And I think my eyes probably bugged out of my head, because I've never had a reception like that. They're usually so blasé. Oh, what do you want? And, you know, well, we don't really want to put your crummy poster on our wall or our window. And I had that experience in every single place I went. And I had Brent with me, so he was helping to support my energy. And what was really cool was he said to me, hey, we should go in there. That's where my friend is having his art exhibit. And I go in there, I meet the artist, and I just felt like I needed to get out of there, even though it was rude to be pulling away from actually a very famous artist. And the reason was because the woman who had put on the exhibit was standing there waiting to speak to Brent. He introduced me with her first name and said, hey, you should come to this evening that Leandra's putting on for summer solstice, la, la, la. Oh, I'd love to come. Here's my business card. Make sure you email me. And out the door I go. turns out she's like the bookstore owner in Edmonton. And I haven't met her before, but you say her name and everybody knows, if not her, they sure know that bookstore. And he said to me, did you know that that was this lady? I was like, no. But she was just so, again, so friendly, open, interested, engaging. In 2 hours, I had nothing but that reception. And all I can think was that it really was to do with just saying, look, this is how I'm doing this so that I can stay in your service. Otherwise, I need to go get a 9-to-5 job. I didn't say that, but that's my implication. The underlying, I can't stay in this space if I am not supported. I'll have to go get a job, and then I won't have the time or the energy to stand in service. And it, to me, was it was like the intention of indignance as well. And I really, I just really wanted to share that because I know that all of us have these awesome services. And they really are. Every single one of the people on this call are just really offering some really amazing, helpful things to help the people in their own, you know, who they come in contact with, to stand more comfortably where they are and support themselves. And yet we're all seeming to be having this disconnect with our effort and financial support. So... I just wanted to share that for what it was worth, and to just say I love having this opportunity every week to connect and hear how everyone's doing.
Great. Thank you very much, Leandra. I think that's very well said. And certainly pertinent.
Katie,
okay, so Brent, I think Brent is left, and
good morning, Brent, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so happy to hear some of your voices. It's like you're my buddies from kindergarten. We started off on this journey together as little pipsqueak kids in the beginning of our journey, and now we're starting to get more and more powerful, and we're now speaking the language of when I do this and when I do that. And what this journey has meant for me was, of course, taking an existing business and re-energizing it and rebuilding me, rebuilding my attitude, getting out of the rut, and being accountable to somebody. So it's been phenomenal that way. And I feel like I've been so supported and so loved, and I've tried to send that back. One, just to comment on what Leandra just said, and I'm a little biased in what she says, but I went to a client yesterday who I usually normally avoid, because the husband will sit on one side of the table and the wife will sit on the other, and they will just badger me with questions, and they will never stop asking questions. And when I go to answer the question with real information that they just asked for, then they're on to more questions. And when I went to see them yesterday, they couldn't have been nicer, and they couldn't have been sweeter. And the first thing I did when I got out in the car is I phoned Leandra, and I said, what the hell did you do? And she's like, what? I said, they were the nicest people in the world. In fact, I actually gave the lady a hug when I was leaving because she was so nice to me. I couldn't believe it. And she says, all I did was send the voice of indignance, because you've done a ton of work for these people. You've done a ton of good things for them. You've answered all their questions. You've always been ahead of schedule on what they wanted. And they always treat you like just some guy down at the, like a real estate or a travel agent, you know, that screwed up their travel arrangements and not their professional financial advisor. So that was kind of exciting. What this journey has meant for me is this week I've been thinking bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, the heck with $10,000 a month. What would it take, or in 10 days? What would it take to make $600,000 a year? You know, what would it take to get $600,000 of money I've lost in various things back over and above everything else? And so just for me to even talk that way is to say that I've definitely been affected and positively. And out of my rut, and actually looking down at the grass instead of looking up at it. Hallelujah!
Wonderful.
And whose computer has been acting up? Was that Evelyn?
Yep, that's me.
Okay, we'll send you some energy. For me, whenever I get in Leander's car or my car, one of the windows won't work or the signal lights will stop. And I blame my magnetic personality. I can stand at tills, go to pay with my internet card, and the system will just start going wonky, and I'll say, oh, it's just my magnetic personality, and they don't know what I'm talking about. But I know what you're talking about. When the stress builds, electronics are definitely affected.
Yes, and I'm not sure how to... what you are meaning, because I've crashed a whole university's computer system before just by walking in the room. So, yep.
You have the force. Now, think about this. You seriously have Jedi force. How do you use that, you know, to build your bank account or build your whatever it is that you're trying to build? And I keep encouraging Leandra, like, she will affect very little things or affect a small thing. But that small thing is no different than the huge thing, right?
Okay.
That voice of indignance that she sent to these people through the ethers, why can't she send that to those people that could make significant dollars for me that have just been flaky? Anyway, I want, well, I know next week's the last week, but if any of you don't make it, I certainly want to be in touch with each and every one of you through Facebook or whatever. Maybe we should next week put in our cell phone number so we can text each other little messages once in a while. Or a group text or something, or a group Facebook thing. Anyway, that's my big report. It's I'm more optimistic and positive and actually disciplining myself better than I have in probably 5 years. Hallelujah. And congratulations for last night. Deborah and Evelyn, to be able to pull that off.
Thank you.
Without having your script. Mm-hmm. I was yelling in the background, yay! You just couldn't hear me because we were all on mute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm still working on your solstice tonight. I'm taking your wish list to the, including Katie, my big coach. Huh. I'm taking those to the summer solstice event tonight. And there's going to be 25 people there setting intentions for pillars of light and power. And each one of you are going to be part of the pillar of light and your wish list.
Thank you so much. It's awesome.
I love you guys. Hello. You're welcome.
I love you.
Thank you.
Any
questions?
Very. Yes, any questions? Anybody want to
class, any
that?
Questions? All righty then. That's it. Katie, did we lose you?
Did Katie jump off again?
Maybe.
I think all my excitement fried her computer.
That's funny.
Like I said, I can affect. I've never shut down a university. Now I want to go to my university, which is a 10-minute drive away, and go to their admin building and See if I got the fourth.
I think you would, Brent. That would be great.
The Evelyn fourth.
I am here. I am here.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll, yeah. So we'll say goodbye.
Yeah, have an amazing day, everyone. Love you.
Yeah, love you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.